CBD Revolution. The world is discovering CBD and its potential for numerous health benefits. Hemp Fusion Wellness is the premier company looking at CBD with a whole food perspective. For the highest quality CBD oils and products for stress, sleep, energy, and topicals, it's Hemp Fusion. This CBD Revolution highlight has been brought to you by Hemp Fusion Wellness, U.S. trading symbol CBDHF, and in Canada, CBD.U. Web address, hempfusion.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Jeff Bliss, his Pacific Watch. The Vegas Report. We begin with the Vegas Report because Jeff is witnessing a change in behavior of the American people. Jeff, I can recall you visiting Vegas during the pandemic or before the pandemic. It's a little unclear when it was, but you said it was not exactly a ghost town, but close to it. It was bizarre to see empty streets and hesitation at the casinos. What can you tell us about Vegas in late October 2021?
John, I can tell you that Vegas is back. It was packed this weekend. All of the hotels were filled to capacity. You had all kinds of events going on in town. So we were there for actually a couple concerts. There were other concerts going on as well. The Raiders were playing today. I guess they were playing Philadelphia. So they had a full house there that brought people in from Philadelphia, saw lots of Eagles fans there. And then you had a major music festival out at the Raceway, which is like an Indy 500 Raceway out there. And I think there were a couple hundred thousand people for that, I heard. And so Vegas was filled to the brim, and it was happening. Now, people did observe the rules. They had to observe the rules to wear masks in the casinos and the lobbies of the hotel. But out on the street and in the concert halls, as soon as they came through that door after they got their vaccine card checked and they made sure they had the masks on, everybody took them off. Nobody was wearing them anymore. You don't hear people talk about being worried about it.
So you do get carded for vaccine cards. They do ask to look at it.
Absolutely. It happened at all the events we were at this weekend. Last weekend in Los Angeles, we saw the Eagles and the Rolling Stones, and they did the same thing. Now, it's actually they expedite things, quite well. They do a good job of getting you through the lines, even though you have that extra step or two of being checked. Once you're inside the event, people get rid of it. They're not worried about it. They're not freaking out. They figure if people are there, they've shown their vaccine card, they've been vaccinated. They just don't have the worry that they did a year and a half ago.
Are we looking at all age groups or a young crowd, Jeff?
Really, between all the events we went to, it tended to be middle-aged and older, but you see people at other events that are younger, probably even down into the teen years, and they're the same way. They're not dealing with any kind of worry like they were a year and a half ago.
How about traffic in the city? Is it busy, crowded? You've seen Vegas at all times of years. How would you measure this given the most crowded instances?
I would say maybe it felt like around on the street about 80% or so, because there have been times when, it's almost impossible to walk down the strip, which is the busy main drag there. But it's hard to tell because with a large music festival, most of the people depart the city as it gets dark and they leave. They go out to the outer area of the city limits. And so they're off the street. So if they were there, it would be even crazier, but it was very, very busy. It's the sidewalks were filled. The streets are busy. Like I said, all the hotels were filled to capacity. So it was a good weekend if you were a casino or a hotel owner in Vegas.
Any evidence of vaccines being offered, walk in, get your shot or anything like that, Jeff?
I saw several drug stores in the area that have electronic, marquees out front. Remember, it's Vegas. Everybody has an electronic marquee. And all of them, I think, offered, things like COVID testing or a vaccine shot. I didn't see anybody getting them in the drugstores that we went in, but they were being offered.
We go from Vegas, which sounds wonderful, to the fires of these last months. The largest fire in the history of California, Caldor. The KNP complex fire that threatened the Sequoias. And, oh, the Dixie fire is the largest. The Caldor fire threatened the Tahoe Basin. Let's start with the Dixie fire because the New York Times carried a wonderful report in 3D about the Dixie fire creating its own weather system. Is that the first time we've seen such a phenomenon, Jeff?
It's not. We've seen major fire, complex fire systems create, you know, they change the environment. They're so massive. The heat is so great. There is so much material being sent up into the air that you're going to have a weather change. Sometimes they're very short lasting, other times much longer. But a fire of this nature, of this size, is just going to change everything around it, whether it's the landscape or the skies above it. And that's what happened with this fire. This fire has burned about 965,000 acres. The good news is it's up to about 97% contained. And like most of the other fires throughout Central and Northern California, we're being helped because of a weather system that's come in some cases dumping snow on these fires. And, of course, that helps the firefighters.
The way I understood it, Jeff, the fire creates an updraft that creates clouds that absorb the moisture. That ordinarily would turn into a storm, but the rain is very light and the air is dry, so it dries out. But then lightning shoots out of the pyrocumulus, I can't remember the name of it, the kind of cloud that's created. Lightning shoots down into the dried out forest and the fire spreads. I might have skipped a step, but that's my memory.
You're very close on that. It's this horrible, you know, cycle that just kind of keeps feeding itself. You not only have this dry lightning that occurs, but you also have the winds, the updraft that brings this, burning embers, sparks, things like that, and scatters them farther, you know, distances farther away from the fire. And so that's another way the fire spreads as well. We've talked about that before. And those, both that and the lightning strikes are problems because sometimes that gets behind firefighters. It's like they're fighting an army to the front of them, and all of a sudden there's a new army behind them. And it can be very dangerous. And in the past, it's been, you know, lethal for firefighters and others.
Finally, I forgot to check on the oil spill. It looks to be solved, is it?
It's definitely getting better. It was smaller than they said it was. They thought it was going to be. They've been able to get around a lot of it out in the ocean with oil booms and, of course, cleaning up on the beaches with lots of crews. Beaches and marinas have been opening slowly but surely. They're still concerned about the environmental areas where, you know, you have endangered species. But one of the big concerns is what's going to happen in the future. What's happening with the oil that hasn't washed up yet? And that's still, that remains to be seen. So that's a big concern for the Coast Guard, the environmental groups, and even the oil companies. They're very concerned. This whole oil spill has got a whole new rash of people saying, let's stop all drilling off California forever.
So that 6:37:38 at the border in Eddie's world can be 16:37:38.
We can have window-powered cars. That's, I think, the next step.
It might be those corn dogs can drive a car, Jeff. It might be. We're talking major energy system here.
That's a very nice way of putting it.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch, just back from Vegas. His pockets filled with $100 tickets. He's waiting for Del Mar to reopen. In the meantime, Vegas is back, says Bliss. This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.